Pritzker attempts to troll Trump over Lake America, gets mocked himself. By Marianne Angela on August 27, 2026. Illinois left-wing Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker mocked the Trump administration Thursday after the White House announced that Lake Ontario would be renamed Lake America. Effective immediately, Trump Tower is renamed to Natalie Tower. Pritzker wrote on X. Effective immediately, Trump Tower is renamed to Natalie Tower. pic.twitter.com/JumesKateF4E. J.B. Pritzker, at J.B. Pritzker, August 27, 2026. Pritzker was referring to Natalie Harp, 35, one of Trump's closest aides. Harp has served as Trump's executive assistant since the start of his second term. X users criticized Pritzker's post, accusing him of hypocrisy and mocking his attempt at humor. Man, the left really can't meme worth a shit. Nick Sorter, at Nick Sorter, August 27, 2026. Remember when Pritzker got mad at a reporter for reporting on his family flying to Florida when issued lockdown orders? Rules for the V, not for me. pic.twitter.com/jzerk7a. Clip Keeper, at Great Texas 45, August 27, 2026. Effective immediately, the Pritzker family-controlled Hyatt Corporation is ordered to back pay $900 million in property taxes for their McCormick Place Hotel. They've paid no property taxes since 1998. pic.twitter.com/2r8r6dysk. Brian Costin, at Brian Costin, August 27, 2026. The Pritzker post came in response to a White House announcement declaring, effective immediately, Lake Ontario is renamed to Lake America. Trump signed the order less than a week after trade talks with Canada collapsed and days after announcing a 50% tariff on Canadian automobiles and steel beginning next year. We're going to be changing the name of Lake Ontario effective immediately to Lake America, Trump said. That's going to take place right now as I sign the order. The order directs Interior Secretary Doug Burgum to update the lake's name in the Geographic Names Information System. The White House had posted a video Tuesday showing Trump crossing out Lake Ontario on a map and replacing it with Lake America. Trump said the name change was not intended to send a message to Canada but then accused the country of taking advantage of the United States on trade.